Blog Talk Radio.
Another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio, the Jules. Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. Thanks for joining us tonight as we talk about the Rags to Riches story featuring Sandy Forrester, author of Wildly Wealthy. There's going to be some things that you can definitely take away from tonight's show, so stay with us for this. It's really going to be very, very interesting. Hey, June is going to be an absolutely fantastic month on Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Next week, we have Greg and Sharon Becker and Harry Massey. These are the director and producers of The Living Matrix. This is a fantastic movie that if you haven't seen or purchased the DVD yet, you'll want to. It features Bruce Lipton, Eric Pearl, Lynn McTaggart, and many, many more that talk about the field that surrounds our body and how we are creating from this field. Being a Law of Attraction follower and a scientific enthusiast, I was surprised on how many things that science is now saying that I've really never heard, even in the metaphysical world. So this movie is going to get you thinking. You'll want to tune in next week as we find out more amazing stuff from the guys who made the movie. Then we have celebrity Lisa Gibbons coming on and talking about her book, Take Your Oxygen First. It's about her mother's journey through Alzheimer's. There is some great alternative medicine methods in here. As we also talk with the co-authors of the book, who are Dr. Huseman and Dr. Laird. Everyone's going to want to hear about this because this book helps us to stay centered while being a caregiver. And you know what? We all are caregivers. All of us, one time or another, has been, is, or will be a caregiver. So we'll all learn something very, very valuable about this information that helps us to keep on a path of well-being. Then we have Tim Link, who wrote the book, Wagging Tails. And Tim is a rather accurate animal communicator, and he tells us what our animals are really trying to tell us. We're going to be taking callers on this one. So the date is June 21st at 5 p.m. California time, 8 p.m. New York time. Then at the end of June is Anna Maria Prezio, author of The Confessions of a Feng Shui Ghostbuster. Anna is not only a feng shui expert, but an intuitive. So take a look at your immediate surroundings and call up and talk to Anna about your house, office, or personal situation. This is going to be a fun, fun show. So stay tuned. And now a few words from our sponsor. In today's world, more and more people are turning to the internet to make money. If you're serious about creating a new source of income, then make your website an easy site. TheEasySite.com is even a great way to rejuvenate your existing website and increase traffic flow while maintaining the site yourself. It's easy. Attract new income your way with a professional website the easy way. Remember, TheEasySite.com. That's www.theeasysite.com. Access your forgotten abilities to create a happy and joyful life that is filled with abundance through the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Listen to shows that will inspire and uplift your consciousness, required to fulfill your desires by downloading your favorite shows to your MP3 player. Join us at loaradionetwork.com. That's loaradionetwork.com. Great. We're back. Now let's talk with Sandy Forster, direct from Australia. Sandy is an international speaker, millionaire mindset mentor, best-selling author, and award-winning business owner. She was even recently honored as 2008 International Mentor of the Year, an amazing achievement in itself, but even more rewarding for Sandy, as just 6 years ago, she was a single mom on welfare, and through discovering the law of attraction and following her own mentors, she was able to completely transform her life and became a multi-millionaire. One of Sandy's most rewarding personal and career highlights was in early 2005 when How to Be Wildly Wealthy Fast became an international bestseller, jumping past well-known bestsellers at the time such as The Da Vinci Code and Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I'm thrilled that Sandy is with us today. Welcome, Sandy, to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You know, Sandy, one of my clients was reading your book, How to Be Wildly Wealthy Fast, and he said that you are a must to have on my show. And I started doing some research and finding out, oh my goodness, of course, she has to be on. So I'm thrilled that you're here. Even though you have a best-selling book, and the majority of the listeners probably already know about you, would you mind giving us a little bit of background to get us started here?
I'll give it to you in a nutshell. Well, I live here on the beautiful Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia, and after I left school, I kind of dabbled in a few different jobs, and then I started, because it was around the Jane Fonda era and aerobics was in, I kind of started dabbling in making bikinis and leotards. Mm. And before I knew it, I had a business, and that's exactly what I did. I designed and manufactured swimwear and surfwear. I had a couple of retail stores. We were selling by party plan throughout Australia and doing direct sales. And from the outside looking in, things looked pretty good. I mean, people would have thought, gee, she's doing all right, but it was so not. My overdraft was growing. I was over $100,000 in debt, and I really didn't know how to build that business. And because it was like a brick-and-mortar business, you know, I'd go to work every day. I'd sit there at work. I'd think if I just worked a little bit harder, I'd be able to make more money. And, you know, when I wasn't at work, all I was doing was thinking about work. So for me, it was not a good time. And then I got divorced, so I had a three-year-old and a six-month-old, and I was $100,000 in debt, and I had no idea what I was going to do, and I was so blessed to discover the law of attraction, and I immersed myself in it. I realized that my life was just not, you know, by chance I appeared on the planet, and I was like a leaf drifting down a stream. I actually had the power to make my life the way I wanted to. And I got so excited, but at the same time I got so scared because it was like, oh my gosh, now it's all up to me. and basically I just really delved into the law of attraction, learned everything I could, started applying in my life, and particularly so around money. My big thing was being $100,000 in debt, being on welfare was a soul-destroying experience. It stripped all my choices from me. I, you know, couldn't do the things I wanted to do. I couldn't go to the gym because I couldn't afford a membership. I couldn't get a massage if I felt like it because I couldn't afford it. I couldn't even take my children down to the local store and buy them an ice cream because I couldn't afford it. And I just so wanted to get out of that experience. All I wanted to do was be a millionaire because in my mind a millionaire was, you know, they had it made. They had choices. They could do what they wanted. And yeah, basically that's what I did. I focused on it. I thought about it. I did everything I could in relation to the law of attraction and creating prosperity and abundance. And I have been able to go since, when was it, 2003. I was on welfare and now I'm a millionaire. So I've gone from welfare to millionaire. And the key to it all has been using the law of attraction in my life.
Wow, that's fascinating. And it's so timely for us to hear your story during these economic times. So how did you get started in the law of attraction?
Oh, gosh. I just the very first thing that helped me to discover the law of attraction was actually a home study course, and it was based around a business, and it was called the Delphin Knowledge System, and I don't know that it's still around now, but it just touched on universal principles, and I thought, wow, you know, there is more to life than what I thought there was. There's more to life than just how we live each day. And that was the first thing I discovered. And as soon as I discovered there was such a thing as the law of attraction, there were universal laws, I did everything I could to learn more. And I basically jumped online. I read books. I listened to audios. I started going on teleseminars. I really immersed myself in everything that there was out there. And for me, I think what I really discovered was that whilst there was a lot at that time, and this is going back, you know, to about 2000, there was a lot on the law of attraction, but it was very, and I don't want to sort of say this in a negative way, but it was very kind of woo-woo out there. Uh-huh. It was really, it didn't give you any practical steps to combine the two. It was just, you know, a little bit airy-fairy. And that is probably the main reason that I ended up writing How to Be Wildly Wealthy Fast, because I wanted to combine the metaphysical, which is so powerful, with the practical, with the, you know, just do this and combine it with the mindset and it will all come into play, it will all fall into place. But as I said, for me it was all kind of big picture thinking, big concepts, but it didn't tell you what to do. It said, yes, you've got to focus on abundance and prosperity, yes, you've got to focus on what you want, but it didn't say how to do that. And so, you know, I really sort of did everything I could. I tried every strategy, every trick, every secret. I, you know, made up so many things that could keep me focused on what it was I desired. And that's basically what I did on a consistent basis. I just focused on abundance, focused on prosperity, focused on wealth. Even though I so did not have it in my life, that's what I did, and that's why I've been able to attract it.
You know, that's what I've noticed. If people totally immerse themselves into the law of attraction with workshops and with books, with just living it 24/7, there is no way a person can fail. They're going to bring everything that they desire into their life. It's called the law of cause and effect. You study, you learn, you apply it, and you succeed. You can't fail. So, Sandy, during these economic times that we're now experiencing, would you say that there are some phenomenal opportunities out there?
Oh, now is probably one of the best times in history to create wealth. The reason being, and if you go back historically, you'll notice that every time there is a downturn in the economy, straight after that, there are more millionaires created than ever before. And that's exactly what's happening now. So rather than people, and I always say to them, don't sit around listening to the radio, the negative radio, listening to what's on TV, listening to, you know, reading the newspapers. Don't immerse yourself in what they're trying to tell you is going on, because the more you focus on that and listen to it and read it and have conversations about it, the more you'll create it. But instead, understand that now is the time of golden opportunity. Now is the time that people need to be thinking about, what do I want to create in my world? How do I want it to be different? You know, do I want to create multiple streams of income? Do I want to have my own small business, something that I can do from home? What do I want to do? And how can I learn how to actually make that happen? And it, now is the time to learn that and begin to put steps into place so that when that absolute tidal wave of prosperity comes in, because right now we're in that ebb. So what's happening is the wave of prosperity is going out. But it only means there is a huge tidal wave going to come in. We don't know exactly when, but it definitely 100% is coming. So now is the time when the tide is going out slightly, is to really immerse yourself in creating that millionaire mindset, in learning practical strategies to start your own business or create multiple streams of income, or, you know, better the position or job you're in. Now is the time to immerse yourself in that. And then when that tidal wave of prosperity comes in, you are riding on the crest of it. You are on top of it. You are reaping the benefits rather than being, you know, behind the wave saying what's going on, or even worse, under the wave, you know, drowning in death. Now is the time to really get excited. And if people spend more time, instead of watching TV, listening to the radio, reading the newspaper, learning and studying and creating that millionaire mindset, they are setting themselves up for a future that is so bright it will totally amaze them.
Wow. Well, I don't know about anybody else, but that sure gives me tingles down the back. I just think this is wonderful. It gets me very excited about the future. Sandy, one of your secrets to success is internet marketing. And gosh, you know, the internet, it's so fantastic.
So don't you love the internet? It's just fabulous. It's, from my own experience, I would never, ever have been able to create the success that I've created if it wasn't for the internet. I mean, you and I wouldn't be connecting in this moment if it wasn't for the internet.
That's so true.
People, yeah, everyone from all around the world can now, they haven't got an excuse that, oh, I can't connect with like-minded people, or I can't find the information I need, or, you know, I live in a remote area, it's not possible. That's an excuse these days. There is so much information out there, and it's because of the internet. So for me, when I first began learning about the internet, oh my gosh, it was like a foreign language. I was like, you know, I didn't understand what a search engine was, or what an opt-in was, or what a, you know, HTML was. I didn't understand anything, and I just was so confused, because when I first started learning about the internet, it was taught by men who for some reason like to make it sound very, very challenging, so that if you actually got out there and did okay, you'd like conquered Mount Everest. It was like, you know, a big feather in your cap. But I refused to give up. I just totally refused to give up. So I decided that I was just going to, again, learn everything I could, go on teleseminars, buy books. Not that there was any books at the time about internet marketing, but, you know, research the internet, go to every event I could, do whatever I could to learn. And like anything, even like a foreign language, when you learn it over and over and over and over again, eventually something sticks. And that's what happened for me. So I got to the point where I kind of knew what I was doing. I started off with just a basic, it was like a one or two page website, and it just sort of floated out there in cyberspace, not doing too much. But I eventually learned how to get people to come to the site, and what to offer them, so that they'd give me their name and email address, and how to build my database. And, you know, now, like my very first website was only back in 2001, so it's only been 8 years. But already I have a database of just over 87,000 people from all around the world.
Wow.
You know, every time I hold a teleseminar, I have between 1,000 to 2,000 people sign up on a live teleseminar, and, you know, we're all there together having fun, talking, listening, learning. And to me, the internet has been the absolute key. So for people that are interested in creating multiple streams of income, or just another stream of income, because building an internet business doesn't mean you have to quit your day job or, you know, close down your current business. It just means that you can do it around what it is that you do, and you can do it and build it up slowly or build it up fast. It's up to you. But there are so many amazing, wonderful mentors out there, and I think it's really a matter of finding someone that you resonate with. There's nothing worse than trying to learn a subject and you don't get the person who's teaching it, or you just, they're speaking either too fast or too slow, or the way they relate it to you just doesn't make sense. So you've got to find a mentor that you resonate with, and then just immerse yourself in their teaching. And if you immerse yourself in their teaching and actually follow what it is that they say and apply it, then you can't go wrong. I mean, I actually teach people how to create an internet business doing what they love. And because I'm into basics, I teach in kindergarten language. I believe that if you teach someone something at a really easy level, you can make it harder and introduce harder principles later, but the first step has to be really, really basic. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, find someone that you resonate with that has great information, and just follow their lead.
Thank goodness there are people like you available now to help people who are trying to get in the business. I remember a couple of years ago when I even started the radio show, I had to literally learn everything about the internet, HTML, everything you can imagine. I had to learn myself. And I used to get so frustrated. And I also noticed that when I got stuck, I would just set the intention out there. And somehow somebody, or I heard on a radio program or something, would give me the answer that I was needing. But that was a long about way. I think if I had it to do over again, I would sign up for your teleseminar class right away.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's, again, where the law of attraction comes into play. I mean, when I first started on the internet, the same for me. Although I would go on teleseminars, and there wasn't a lot around at the time. I mean, teleseminars were still just really new. And as I said, there wasn't any books on the subject of internet. So it was really a lot of trial and error and very frustrating. Like, no one to talk to about it, no one to bounce my ideas off. And I was the same as you. I would just sometimes get so frustrated. But reverting back to the law of attraction and just knowing, instead of getting frustrated in the step-by-step details of the how and the why and what am I to do, instead just letting go and focusing on the big picture, focusing on the fact that I wanted to be a millionaire and I wanted to create a business that people from all around the world loved, and I wanted to be able to work when I felt like working, and focus on those things. And then the law of attraction was able to bring me the opportunities and the situations and the circumstances and the tools and the tips and the ideas to just allow my business to evolve and grow and expand and flourish. So, yeah, you've got to combine the two. I'm a huge believer in the law of attraction is amazing and wonderful, but you can't sit around meditating on a mountaintop and expect everything to drop into your lap.
Right.
You have to combine it with practical strategies. And when you combine the two together, you can't go wrong. The universe has to deliver.
We agree on that. Sandy, any advice for any of our listeners who may want to start an internet business?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm, again, a huge believer. If you're going to build a business, you want to build a business that makes your heart sing. If you're going to be doing something on a day-to-day basis, why not focus on something that you're really excited about? Because then it no longer becomes work. You don't think, oh, my gosh, you know, I've got to spend another hour or two today working on my website. You're so excited, you just can't wait to get onto it and research information and put it on your website and make it all happen. So that's the number one key. Try and build a business or create a stream of income around what you love, because then, you know, you are in the flow already. It just happens so much easier. The next step is then, as I said before, find yourself a mentor. Now, I personally have a program that I'm about to launch called WildlyWealthyWebSecrets.com. WildlyWealthyWebSecrets.com. And it's actually a live event here in Australia. And, you know, we have had people from America fly over to my live events and totally love it. But then what we do after we hold that live event, we take the information, we record the entire thing, and we turn it into a home study course. And so it's a step-by-step process about everything, how to determine what your niche is, how to get clear on what it is that you want to do, the theme for your site, the focus, the topic, then how to, you know, have the site created, and part of the whole actual live event is we actually build a website for you, so you actually have the website. Then we teach you how to get traffic, because it's no point having a wonderful, fabulous product or program or widget, whatever it happens to be, and nobody is buying it. Nobody's
exactly
coming to your site. So we teach you how to get the traffic, how to get people coming to your site. We teach you how to create the products and create a back end, and then we teach you how to automate it all. So, you know, you really, as I said, yes, that's me and that's what I do, but there's thousands of people out there that teach the same sort of thing, and it's a matter of finding someone that you resonate with, and don't go out there trying to recreate the wheel and learn through trial and error, because Why do that when there's people teaching exactly what you need to know in an easy, understandable fashion, step by step? You just follow their lead, do it, apply it, and it's done. And then the money can start to flow. And I think that's the key. Don't try and reinvent the wheel. Just find someone who's done it and follow their lead.
That's a good point. I think you kind of need to go a step further, because the way that the internet is expanding so rapidly, you really have to have someone who's in the flow of all of this new information coming. Because right now, even though what I learned a couple of years ago is now so elementary that I have to keep on learning brand new stuff, I need an internet mentor that can keep me up to date on everything that's going on, all the things I need to know.
Oh, Jules, you've hit the nail on the head. That is so true, because it is such a fast-moving industry. It's like, you know, the things that I had to learn and do, same as you, when I first started on the internet, it's totally different now. The things that you have to learn and do now, it makes your head spin. Yeah. And that's another point too. I think people need to understand you don't need to be a master at everything. You know, when I first started on the internet, all I had was a website. It was like a brochure. I didn't even have people out there in cyberspace coming to my site. It was only the people that I happened to either email directly or tell on a teleseminar to go to my site that would ever even find it. And it didn't have a shopping cart set up. You couldn't buy anything. You had to actually download a form and fax it from America over to me here in Australia. You know, it was all very ancient, but at least it was up. And I think too often people think they have to have everything perfect before they get going.
Yeah,
but as you said, because the internet's changing so quickly, you're never going to have everything perfect, because things are changing, you know, month by month, week by week, day by day, sometimes even hour by hour on the internet. So you just have to get started, and you can make it better and improve as you go along.
Now, that is very important advice that anyone interested in internet marketing needs to know. Sandy, could you tell us about the Millionaire Mindset Mentor program?
Well, one of the things that I love to do that's free at the moment that people take part in, and it goes for 6 weeks, is the Millionaire Money Game. And it's millionairemoneygame.com. And what I actually do, I totally understand and have mastered and am an absolute believer in using the law of attraction to create prosperity in your life. So what I teach people is, 3 times a week I send you a letter. And it's a letter from the bank of the universe. And each week in that letter, it tells you how much money I've deposited into your account. Now, the thing to remember is it's a virtual game. It's not real. I'm not actually putting money in people's account, because every game we hold, I still get an email from someone saying, you know, I got your letter today saying you put $50,000 into my account, but I've checked all my accounts and I can't find it. Which one's it in? Like, no. Virtual game. You know, it's in your mind. We've got to pretend here. But what I do is 3 times a week over 6 weeks, I send you money. And the money begins to increase during that time. So the first day, it's $1,000. The second, it's $2,000. The third time you get the letter, it's $4,000, then $6,000, then $8,000, then $10,000, then $20,000, $40,000, $60,000, $80,000. We get to $100,000, then $200,000, $400,000, $600,000, and on until the last day of the game, I send you $1,000,000. And the whole point of the game is to create your prosperity consciousness, is to focus on abundance and wealth. Because so many people want the money, they want the riches, they want the prosperity, they want the abundance, they want it all, but they have no concept of what it's like. So during the 6 weeks, I send you the letter, the Bank of the Universe sends you the letter telling you how much money is in your account. And the whole idea of the game is to then imagine what you do with that money. You know, some people obviously initially start by doing nothing but paying off their debts, and they feel what it's like to pay off those debts. They feel how freeing and liberating it is to pay that money back and get rid of that credit card and pay back the old loan and, you know, get rid of all that. And then suddenly they're in a position where when the money comes in, when the letter comes in, they can begin to imagine what it's like to spend that money on something. And initially it's small things because, you know, we have to get used to this money flowing in, but then the money amounts get bigger and bigger and bigger, and so the purchases get bigger, and it really helps people to get in that vibration of prosperity, get in that place where they're able to actually start attracting to themselves. And so each week it expands their prosperity consciousness, opens them up to a possibility of more abundance in their life, and gets them to imagine what it's like to actually be rich, be wealthy, be a millionaire. And that alone can start to shift who they are internally, shift who they are at a cellular level, change who they are at a cellular level. And when you begin to change who you are through your thinking initially, but then through your feelings and your emotions, you begin to change who you are from the inside out. And when you become a prosperous, wealthy person, first in your mind, but then in your heart and soul and at a cellular level, then your reality begins to change. Then you start to just naturally attract more abundance and more prosperity and more wealth into your life. So millionairemoneygame.com is a wonderful concept that I totally love. And I originally heard about that concept through Abraham Hicks, who has something similar that they've talked about in the past. And people love it because they don't have to think about it. They don't have to remember to do it themselves. They just get an email 3 times a week telling them about this money that's in their account and, you know, how to focus on it and how to create that feeling of prosperity and abundance, and the miracles that have happened to people that play that game is amazing. And it's just really a matter of start at the start and go all the way through to the end. But you know what? Everyone says they want to be wealthy. Everyone says they want to be rich. Everyone says they want to be a millionaire. But you'd be amazed at the amount of people that sign up for the game but don't finish. They get about halfway through and they've got all this money coming to them, and they get overwhelmed. They don't know what to do with it. They've never thought about what to spend money on and how, you know, it may even be as simple as giving it away to a charity that they want to support, but they just get so overwhelmed that they stop playing. So I always recommend people play it more than once because, you know, you're changing who you are on the inside. You have to get used to accepting high levels of abundance and prosperity, because when you get used to accepting it, that's when it'll begin to flow into your life.
That is a really, really good point about playing it a couple of times, because we are ever evolving, and as we play it, we'll keep on shifting up to a different level. I really like that. You know what I've noticed in my practice? That clients will come in and I'll ask them, what would you like to see happen in your future? And many of them do not know how to answer that. They have never been able to let themselves dream. So your game is allowing them to do that.
I like what you said there, in that too many people have never opened to the possibility that they can actually experience more. We're too often drilled into our mind of what we don't want, and we think about what we don't want and what we don't like in our life and what's not working, but we're not taught to dream big and dream grand and dream, you know, huge. And if people do, if particularly children, and, you know, as we get older, if you start dreaming too grand, people say, oh, that's not possible, or you don't have enough money for that, or you don't have the knowledge for that, or you don't have the skills for that. Yeah, they don't want you to dream too big and then be disappointed. So they kind of cut you down before you even start. And it's so sad, but I think now with things such as the movie The Secret, you know, really getting the law of attraction word out there, I think people are really beginning to understand that, you know, we need to start when our kids are young. And this is what's exciting about this time and age that we live in. Children now are learning about the law of attraction. Mm. They're not waiting until they're in their, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s and beyond to discover the law of attraction and then have to try and fix up a lifetime of disaster. Instead, they're learning now about creating. They're learning now about focusing on what they want. And so their lives will unfold in a whole different way, and the world will change as we know it. And I think it's wonderful and exciting to be alive right here, right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm right there with you. This is an exciting time to be alive. Let me ask you, with you having 2 children, what is it that you teach them about the law of attraction?
Oh, good question. Now, you would think that me being a master at the law of attraction, and obviously they have totally seen the journey from struggle and hardship and, you know, going without to a whole different world. I mean, we've gone from not me being able to buy them even a packet of crisps down the street or an ice cream or, you know, not being able to buy them anything to taking them overseas. Going to Hawaii and flying by helicopter around the big mountains where they filmed Jurassic Park, you know, going to Peru and trekking the Inca Trail to Machu Picchu and taking them over to Africa and watching the wildebeest migrate across the Serengeti Plains and climbing Mount Kilimanjaro and, you know, the experiences and the things that I've been able to do with them, that they've obviously seen the difference. So they totally get that what I do works. However, these are my children. Now, when do your children ever listen to what you say? So whilst they see it and they understand it, when I try to bring it up, you know, it's still, oh, yeah, okay. And, you know, they're just in their mind. You can see them thinking, oh, yeah, Mum, whatever. But it's interesting because when they talk to their friends, I can hear exactly what I've said to them coming out their mouth. But when I say it to them, it's like, oh, yeah, whatever. So, yeah, it's really interesting. I think it's one of those things, when you learn something enough, just by osmosis, it tends to go into your children's brains, even though they really resist it and they don't want to know about it because it's Mum speaking and what does Mum know? But, you know, it goes in and it's there and they use it when the time is right.
Just the fact that you're able to understand all that and not take it personally tells me that you're a really great mom. Let me ask, do you have to be an entrepreneur to grasp all of this information and in order to be a millionaire?
I personally don't think so. I mean, I definitely have that personality. I'm a little bit obsessive compulsive, and when I go for something, I'm in it 1,000,000%, and then I go off it and I'm out of it. So, you know, I'm either in there or I've just forgotten about it. So I'm one or the other. So that has definitely helped me create my success. But having said that, when it comes to the law of attraction, who said you have to be an entrepreneur to make money? For the law of attraction, it's just a matter of where you're focusing, what you're thinking about. Because when I first began in business many years ago, I didn't have a clue. You may have called me an entrepreneur, but that was only because I tried to start a business. I was teaching aerobic classes, okay? Mm-hmm. So I was teaching aerobic classes, but I had no idea about business. I didn't have any clue. I was doing what I loved. I loved exercising, and I thought, well, why not start an exercise class and have people come along, and if I'm exercising, they may as well exercise at the same time, and they can pay me. And I can choose music and I can choose the exercises and this is going to be great. So I wouldn't say I was an entrepreneur, but I was just doing what I really enjoyed and other people were joining me. And so, you know, over time I've definitely mastered being an entrepreneur, and I because I studied myself, it wasn't something that I had naturally, definitely. I had to go out there and really learn everything that I know today. But just having that mindset and allowing the law of attraction to bring to you what you want, just being able to spend time visualizing or affirming or putting yourself in that place of seeing the big picture of how your life is going to be, the universe will find ways to bring you that. It doesn't have to be through you being an entrepreneur. There are what I call a gazillion ways the universe can bring you what it is that you desire, and it doesn't have to be through your own efforts. Okay, but too often we're taught, work hard, make money. That's how it happens. Okay. You know, you have to put in the hard yards and then you'll make the money. It doesn't have to be like that. It can be whatever way the universe wants it to be.
So take a musician who absolutely loves to play his music. Are you saying that if you simply concentrate on what you love to do, that the money will flow to you naturally?
Yeah, they may have not a clue about how to actually create a business or make money out of that, but suddenly the opportunities and the circumstances and the situations. I mean, just recently I saw this fabulous, I love watching Oprah now and again because she has some fabulous guests. And I remember seeing this little girl who had a fabulous voice, and she lived in, I can't remember which country, but it was a country somewhere in Asia. It was very third world. She was very, very poor. But she loved singing, and she would draw pictures of her singing with Andrew Botticelli and Celine Dion. And, you know, here she is now. I think she's only like 10 or 11 years old, and she has done exactly that. Mm-hmm. So did she make a plan and think, okay, I'm going to be an entrepreneur and I'm going to have to figure out how I'm going to get to America and how I'm going to connect with these people and I'm going to, you know, make myself rich by doing this? No. She just saw the big vision of what she did and focused on what she loved best, which was singing. And so, you know, that's all you need to do. Focus on what you love to do. Think of the big picture about being wealthy, being abundant, and the universe will find the channel, the path, the way for you to create the prosperity you desire. You just have to believe that it's possible, and it will be possible.
You know, that brings to mind Susan Boyle from the UK and the singer on, I guess it's the UK's Got Talent, I don't know.
Oh, yes, yes.
And how she really had a dream of performing, and she put it out there, and she took the action. And guess what? She's a phenomenal success, even though she hasn't won.
Yeah. You know, she would, if she'd walked into some sort of, what do they call it, recording studio or some agent and said, you know, I want to be a singer, they would have said, see you later.
Right.
You know, they wouldn't probably have even bothered listening to her voice. So, you know, she couldn't make a plan to make that happen, but, you know, that's what she wanted. She wanted it so badly, and look what happened. The universe made a channel. You know, you've got talent. So suddenly here she is singing, and she's been recognized, and now she's doing what she loves. So, yeah, the universe has a way. We get so caught up in thinking that we have to figure out the way, and then the universe can deliver it. But that's not our job. Our job is just to think of the big picture, how we want the end result to be, and the universe can figure out the details. The universe can figure out the steps. The universe can decide how it will all unfold. And that's what is a very comforting and extremely relieving thought for so many. We don't have to have it all figured out. We just have to know what it is that we want. And we have to focus on it and see it and believe it and feel it and let the universe do its job.
Okay, so we know that we have to take action, or rather, inspired action. How do we know that it is inspired action, that what action we take is actually what's called for? Or
okay, and this is the thing that totally trips most people up. Okay?
Yes.
But first of all, they learn about the law of attraction, and they understand that what they think about, what they focus on, where they put their thoughts, that's what's going to create. And they think that it's all just about thought. But I love Wallace Waddell's book, which was written way back in 1910, The Science of Getting Rich. And that was actually the inspiration behind the movie The Secret. That was the
right.
First book that she read that made her so excited about the law of attraction. But in there he says, by thought, the thing you desire is brought to you, but by action, you receive it.
And
that is the key. It's the action. You know, it can be there. You can manifest it. You can attract it into your world. But it's there in the metaphysical. So it can be right in front of you and you can't see it. That very thing that you want to attract, manifest, have in your life, it's there. You cannot see it because you've attracted it to you through your mind, through focusing, but you haven't taken any action, so you haven't opened yourself to receiving it. So that really is a big key. So people say, well, how do I know what action to take? You know what? The easiest way is take any action. If it's the wrong action, then just stop taking it. But at least you're taking action. And
good
I think
idea.
That's the biggest thing. Most people don't take any action. They say, I don't know if this is the right thing. I don't know if I should. What if I make a mistake? So they take no action, and they wonder why the thing that they desire doesn't come to them, because they haven't opened themselves up to receiving it. Having said that, you can teach yourself to actually understand which is inspired action. And inspired action is really all about, you know, you have an idea, you have a thought, you put in touch with someone, you read something in the paper, you listen to something on the radio, suddenly something, you know, you hear something or discover something or learn something, or, you know, there's a trigger that just happens. And if you follow that action and it just flows, then it's inspired action. When you hear something, you think, oh, I'd like to do that because that's going to help me in this endeavor or attracting this thing. But it seems like it's all uphill, and it seems like doors are closing, and, you know, every step you take, and it seems like it's such a struggle, then that's not inspired action. You know, you shouldn't be doing it. Inspired action is when you take that action and it just seems like the next logical step. It just flows. And the biggest thing to understand is, the universe does not have a clear path, straight and steady, with, you know, no obstacles along the way. It's not just, oh, I want to manifest this thing and I'm here and the thing I desire is straight ahead and I'm just going to go straight ahead, no deviations, and I'll get there. The universe doesn't work like that. It can have us going in one direction and then suddenly we're going in another direction, and suddenly it seems like we're doing the wrong thing and we have to start again and do something else, and we're going back and forth and all over the place. And our problem is we get so caught up in thinking that it's all falling apart, when in actual fact we're getting to the destination, that thing we desire, the thing we want to manifest. We are definitely getting there. We are moving forward. We are taking action. But it's not unfolding the way that we think it should, so we think it's all going wrong, when in actual fact this is the path the universe wants us to take. It's like when I was struggling financially, when I was really having a hard time, when I thought that my world was falling apart and I'm $100,000 in debt, I'm on welfare, so I'm getting about $15,000 a year, which, may I say, is Australian dollars, so it was about $7,500 American dollars. So,
wow.
You know, trying to live on that with two kids, believe me, you just go backwards the whole time. But when I was in that place and I discovered the law of attraction and I started immersing myself in it, and, you know, a bit of money would come and then it would go away, and then more would come and then it would go away, because although on a logical level I was changing who I was, on the inside it was a slower process. So sometimes I had that prosperity consciousness and sometimes I didn't. So, you know, the money was sort of an up and down ride at that time. But I remember coming across these amazing little slippers that were called slim slippers, and they were half the size of your foot and your heel hung over the back, and it was all based on reflexology and magnet therapy. And if you wore these slim slippers for 20 minutes a day, you would realign from the inside out, and, you know, your body would start to burn more calories and your metabolism would speed up and you'd lose weight. That was the basis of them, and they were great and they did work. So I had this idea to import them all from China, and I would import them all and I would sell them. And so I contacted the local TV station, and they were going to do a story on these slim slippers. So they filmed it all and it was going to go to air, and I was so excited because they said to me, there are three things that people totally love and you will do so well. They love money, they love love, and they love losing weight. And so if you can give them, you know, an answer to that, then you are going to be rich. So I'm so excited because I'm going to sell these slim slippers. I'm going to have a story out there and I'm going to be the millionaire. So the story was supposed to go to air on the Thursday, but, you know, as with TV, things happen and another better story came along, and so they sort of bumped it, and it was going to be Friday, and then something else happened. So they said definitely, definitely it was going to happen on the Monday night. So I was so excited. I was all prepared. I hadn't ordered the container load of slim slippers, but I had everything lined up so that when the point came, I was going to organize to get a loan because I had no money. So get a loan and get credit and organize an account so that I could get them all into Australia and then sell them, and it was going to be fabulous. So Monday night comes and they go to air my story. But what had happened on the weekend, this was the first lot of barley bobbings back in, you know, I think it was almost 10 years ago now, nine or 8 years ago. And nobody was interested in slim slippers. They had a 1 hour special on the barley bombing. Then they had my little, you know, 2 or 3 minute story on slim slippers. Then they had another story on the barley bombing. So my story was totally lost. I think I got about 6 inquiries. And I was devastated because I had been guided to do swim slippers and I thought this was the answer. And I thought the universe was finally going to make me wealthy. And it just all fell apart. And I was just crying. I was devastated. I just didn't know what to think. However, part of me still understood the law of attraction, still understood that, you know, when things seem to be falling apart, sometimes they can just be getting better, transforming. It's like a butterfly. It you know, goes into that little cocoon and it just totally was a little caterpillar, but it does its little thing and falls apart at the seams and reemerges as a butterfly. So I knew that when things all seem to fall apart, that's the time to actually do your happy dance. That's the time to get excited about what the universe is bringing, because often the more tragic the falling apart is, the bigger and better the unfolding at the end is. So I decided, instead of the focus on how tragic everything was, just get excited about the universe was going to bring to me. And sure enough, you know, within the next 3-6 months or so, everything started to fall into place and I started to attract more prosperity and things started to happen and I discovered the internet and things started to grow and I started to, you know, and I wrote a book and suddenly everything fell into place and, you know, here I am now, the millionaire. Now, if that Slim Slippers operation had worked, I'd still be there sending these little slippers out in parcels all around Australia. People would be sending them back saying, they're too small, my heel hangs over the end. And, you know, it would be a disaster. And yet here I am now with, you know, a number of million-dollar businesses doing what I absolutely love. You know, I'd be doing it even if I wasn't getting paid, but I'm making money out of it and I'm changing people's lives and I'm immersing myself in the law of attraction every day and I'm just loving my life and how it's unfolded. But at the time, I thought my life was falling apart. So that's why people don't get too caught on the path and where it takes you. And if it looks like it's falling apart, don't put all your energy there. Don't focus on that. Don't tell everyone how everything's fallen apart and ring your mum and your friend and your sister and your cousin and write emails to people about it and moan and groan for weeks and months, because if you get stuck there in that energy, then you will constantly just create that instead of breaking through like the caterpillar breaks through that little chrysalis and comes out a butterfly. You need to just, you know, experience it, but move on and just know that something bigger and better is on the way.
Oh, great story. You know, there must have been a lesson in the shoe thing that you had to learn before going to the next phase. So I'm sure that you picked up a lot of information. But let me ask you, now that you are such a tremendous success, what is it that you have learned about having all of these millions of dollars? What have you learned about yourself?
The biggest difference for me is when I had no money, one of the reasons I was stuck in the having no money was because when I divorced, my husband had a business at the time and, you know, we were doing quite well, but I ended up with very little and, you know, it was all about, oh, it's not fair and that's not, and anyway, you know what, I mightn't have much now, but I'd rather be poor and happy than, you know, rich and unhappy like him. And so in my mind, it was like I was being so noble being poor and unhappy. And that's what I kept focusing on, being poor and unhappy. And it wasn't until I got over the being poor and unhappy and realizing you could actually be rich and happy. I mean, that's a much better option. So when you're rich and you're happy, then you've got it all. And for me, it's not about having all the money. And yes, I love the fact that I live in my dream home on 2 beautiful acres with, you know, beautiful green rolling grass and a big pool, and I've got a beautiful big Bali hut that I go and sit out in my Bali day bed and I watch the kangaroos as they graze on the green grass around the spring-fed dam, and I love that, and I love being able to travel. But for me, it always has been and always will be about the freedom, about, you know, being able to do what I want. If I want to go to a yoga class this morning, I'm there. If I want to then go and have lunch with friends, I'm there. If I wanted to hop on a plane and go to you know, Bali next week, I'd go. And in fact, this week, you know, or not this week, but this month, I'm heading off to New Zealand for a weekend with my kids in about a month. Then I'm hopping over to Bali because it'll be the middle of our winter, so I'm going over there because it's going to be nice and warm. I'll go there for a week or so with friends. I'm taking my daughter to Egypt. We're going to climb the Great Pyramids at the end of this year. So, you know, to me it is, and always has been, about the freedom, about the being able to do what I want when I want, about having choices. And having choices for me wasn't going, okay, I got all this money, now I'm going to buy all these clothes and watches and furs and cars and jewelry, you know. And if people want to do that, that's great, but that wasn't my motivating force. It was more about being able to do what I wanted and really enjoy my life and make decisions on a day-to-day basis that make my heart sing. And having gone from that place of struggle and now being in this place of freedom, you know, I don't want anyone to have to continue to be in that struggle. And that's why I do what I do. Because I know, I've had no great education. I dropped out of school in grade 11. I didn't have any rich relatives to, you know, back me up financially and start my business ventures. I didn't have any great connections. I didn't know anybody. I live in this, you know, little town on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia. It was, I think our population's probably about 100,000 or so. So, you know, I didn't have everything that you would consider you needed to be successful, which is what I love, because I can go out there and tell anyone else that, you know what, you might be struggling financially, you might even be on welfare like I was, but all you need to do is change the way you think. All you need to do is learn and immerse yourself in the law of attraction and apply it on a daily basis, and you will, exactly as I did, begin to see changes little by little. It might just start as a little drop of prosperity. You might find a nickel on the side of the road. That is a flow of prosperity. But that little droplet will turn into a trickle, and that trickle will turn into a stream, and that stream will turn into a river, and that river, if you let it, will turn into an ocean of abundance. And you can be swimming in that ocean of abundance. It all starts with just changing the way you think. And I say to people, if I can do it, anyone can do it. It's just a matter of learning it and applying it.
Wow, you're such an inspiration. This has just been absolutely wonderful. Would you please give everyone your website address so that they can go and see everything that you have, purchase your book, and find out more information on your telecinemonars?
Okay, well, the best way is if they go to wildlywealthy.com. That's wildlywealthy.com. And I have lots of free teleseminars and free resources there that people can access. And, you know, if they want, they can get my book, How to Be Wildly Wealthy Fast. But I always say to people, if you're struggling, start with the free stuff and then, you know, work up. Because the free stuff is the mindset stuff. The free stuff and the mindset stuff and learning the way you think, changing the way you think, that's where it all begins. And once you do that, you're on the road to your own riches.
Sandy, this has really been a phenomenal interview. I can't thank you enough. You know, I just feel tremendously inspired right now. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Jules. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. The name of the book, again, is How to Be Wildly Wealthy Fast by Sandy Forster. Go get it. You're going to love it. And that's all the time we have this week. But we'll be back next week with another great show. So until then, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bye-bye now. Thank you for joining us on Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. For more information, go to Law of Attraction Radio Network at lawofattracttalkradio.com or lawofattractiontools.com.